Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Hello, Neil.
Hello.
And Wednesday morning, afternoon for some of you, perhaps evening, who knows? We get callers from all around the world, which is great. But it's morning here in California, and we are excited to be discussing finding a transcendent mate. We haven't talked about relationships for a while here on the show. So we're going to be doing so shortly, and also taking your calls for on-air readings. The call-in number, 914-338-0164. And we invite those in the queue and also listening to join us here on Blog Talk Radio on Facebook and on Twitter, Neil Baker Psychic. You may like that account and follow Neil and Kristen Baker, or send us a friend request. I do create events, and we would love to have you attend and promote the show. 562-596-7818 is the number for conversation beyond what the radio show can accommodate. And again, 914-338-0164 is our caller number. But, you know, I think it was a week or two ago that I mentioned to you, Neil, that so many of the clients that we deal with are dealing with karmic relationships, generally, karmic relationships. And the occurrence of the transcendent relationships is not as common as relationships that are karmic. However, as we both know, karmic relationships can also have transcendent qualities. So you can have karma with someone, mm-hmm. and you can have a transcendent connection as well. Of course, there are relationships that there is no karma in, because you have not encountered each other before on the planet or on the soul plane. So there's a more transcendent quality
mm-hmm.
That eliminates karma. Now, we're not talking about twin soul relationships today. We're talking about relationships that aren't quite at that level, but have a more transcendent value.
Mm-hmm.
And so can a karmic relationship, a relationship that is solely based in karma, develop into a more transcendent connection?
Well, it can on two levels. One level, it can, because the karma / transcendent energy between the couple is already involved in the process of life, based on the soul level. So you can already come into the planet and meet someone with karmic intensity that has already built into it a transcendent position. So a lot of times people who meet on that level go through a great crisis. There's sometimes a break in the relationship, and then they rejoin, or they go through a great crisis, they maintain their relationship and move on. Now, of course, if you just take that as simple words, that could include everybody on the planet who's a couple, because everybody goes through their trials and tribulations. So therefore, everybody must have karmic and transcendent energies. No, on a Earth level, those current occurrences can be quite common. We're talking about the soul imprint of energy. So aside from what just happens in life, when you get into the soul imprint, the soul formula and codes, there can be a situation where someone can have both karma and transcendence within their relationship. And to know that, you'd have to get into the code and the energies and define it as such, more than just a common relationship. You know, some people will say, well, nothing's common. Everything's meant to be And that has some basis to it, I would imagine, too.
So I need to backtrack because I said something earlier that was in error. So when you have when there is a purely transcendent relationship, someone you may that you've never encountered in karma before, that means on the earth, I stated that perhaps you didn't encounter them on the soul plane, but that's incorrect. There probably would have been an encounter on the soul plane with a transcendent partner.
But can you get through your karma? Can somebody else get through their karma and then by chance just meet each other on the planet? I imagine that's possible. However, there are those souls that come back to the earth, and upon completing their karma, both parties know that they're going to be meeting on that soul level before
right.
they get down here. So it's like, okay, I got to get through my karma, you got to get through your karma, and we will become a unit, a couple, whatever, starting new, even though they have never had any earthly plane life. Now, what does that mean? That means probably, aside from this randomness and chance, that the souls connected on a transcendent astral level, and that's where they encountered each other, whereupon they both decided that in coming back to the earth to minimize and eliminate their individual karma, they have agreed on an astral level to join.
Right, and that's what's commonly confused to be a twin soul relationship. Right. Because go ahead. Because that's not a twin soul relationship. That's a transcendent relationship. Souls have met, encountered each other on the soul plane and maybe come down to, have some kind of transcendent path. Totally different than a twin soul connection, because a twin soul connection will have karma within it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the origination of the twin soul was because of a mutation in the soul that caused the split. So there's a resolution that needs to take place with the twin souls. But anyway.
Yeah, you're getting into really specific dynamics here, because a transcendent relationship can feel very much like a twin soul relationship. People who have a common physicality and just feel emotionally bond have a right to say they're twin souls. And you can say whatever you want. We're talking about what's really coded. Aside from what you call yourself, you can call yourself a comedian, you can call yourself a writer, you can call yourself anything you want and have some specific talents. But to be in the cosmic code of the universe, there's a difference between feeling like you're with a twin soul and actualizing it to some extent, as opposed to having it actually written
in the code.
Written as such. It usually comes with a different dynamic. There's a strange formation that occurs between two people where what they do together has a high mystical essence. It's beyond just a personal reflection upon each other that you just feel so closely bonded that you're twin souls. Twin souls, what it really means is that you're bringing into the earthly plane a unity of spirit that the world will ultimately be exposed to. So that becomes a different attitude of energy. It comes from more directly from the cosmos than the earth.
Than the earth, or even just the astral realm.
Yeah. Twin souls, true twin souls, will not really say, well, we're having such a grand time on the earth and we're twin souls and we just love each other and we're a union. That could be twin soul language, but the mysticism of twin soul is we're down here to do a specific work. We've joined together as twin souls to do that work. We will be transcending upon the last physical breath we have, and then we're out.
Right,
here.
And it's not, it's not, can I add something? When you're twin souls, and we got to get back to the topic because we're actually not here to talk about twin souls today. I mentioned it, we're getting off track, but we're going to probably stretch this to the next episode as well, so we can do two parts. But, when you're twin souls, it's not about coming down and then you're searching for what your purpose is on the planet with that twin soul. There's an assignment, a specific assignment. It's not like, well, let's try this, let's try that. There's going to be knowledge, at least with one party of that twin soul relationship, of what there is to do.
Yeah, you're not really jumping around and you're not really striving to learn. And you're being impressed with what you've discovered. You're already there. You've already come to that place. You did that in your last incarnation. The final incarnation physically on the planet when you're a transcendent couple is you're already prepared. You've come in prepared. You are prepared. Now, there can be some degree of learning. There can be some degree. Of course, we always learn. When we get out of our body, when we're astral realm, there's levels
right.
of learning.
And we have to learn from the time we come out of the womb and you know, growing and going through the phases of life. There's going to be natural learning that
right.
that is accompanied with
right.
Becoming a child, a young adult, and an adult.
Yes, but this brings up also the premise that twin souls, there are situations where twin souls have direct karma with each other. They've traveled through time.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happened, aside from traveling through time on the earth plane, is that these souls have reunited constantly on the astral realm in between lifetimes. And they've gone into classrooms and they've studied hard on the astral plane because upon coming back, their intention is to evolve. That's their main intention, is to evolve, not just to try to find pleasure on the planet, but to diligently seek the kind of energy that is equated with evolution
of the soul.
That's their main purpose. And that's because because in their mind, they're elevated.
Right.
They know that that's the last stage of the earthly visitation.
And the twin souls, there will be communication with higher entities if there's a soul connection.
Well,
at least one person's going to have that talent coming into the earth.
Well, the reason for that is the intensity of the vibration that the soul is transmitting through the body. So the higher spirits and the guides and the angels, they're matching that intensity. Now, of course, the physicality of that energy, because the person's still in the body,
mm-hmm.
is somewhat limiting. But the soul is vibrating with such a high frequency that there's a fine communication between body and soul, or between individual human being and the spirit world.
We have a couple callers, but do you want to talk for a few more minutes?
No,
we can get back to this if we have time on the show
yeah.
today, because we're kind of veered off track, but it's important information. And we promise we're going to give information
like
on how to find a transcendent mate.
You know,
but
it's kind of like Charlie Brown's baseball field, where Charlie Brown looks at the camera and says, "We have such interesting discussions and we hardly play baseball."
Right.
But anyways, that's the way it is.
Okay. Let's bring on our first caller, 310. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And are you calling from the area code that I see? It's Southern California, I think, right?
Yeah, I am. Calling
okay,
from Los Angeles.
So, all right. We're in Long Beach, so not too far away from
oh.
you.
Yeah, not too far.
Not too far. Karen, what's your birth date?
October 18th, 1955.
October 18th, 55. Let's add that up. And while we're doing that, why don't you let us know what the reason for your call is today?
Well, that's a good question. You know, the last few years have just been pretty challenging, and I'm just wondering if he's... or if Neil sees that changing, or what I could do, or I don't know.
So you've had it challenging.
That's a good
Have we
enough
spoken
question.
With you before, Karen? Have we spoken
what?
With you? Have we spoken
no,
with
uh-uh.
you in the past? Okay.
No, never.
All right.
You know, it's funny, Karen. Kristen showed me two numbers she wrote down before you gave your birth date, and they were 8 and 5. Now, 8 and 5 is actually the year that you had a karmic change, because your master number is 3.
So in 1985,
and your karmic
yeah,
number is 30.
I did write that down before.
So
she gave
what
birthday.
Happened? What happened in 1985? What happened when you were 30 years old? Because that's when you had a transition.
30 years old. So long ago. Well. I had a bigger transition in 1987, but maybe 1985, you know, that's a good question. I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this, Karen.
Okay.
Yeah, you were going to say my. You
go ahead.
Say,
go ahead, Karen.
Complete that
thought. Well, you know, my ex-husband did ask, you know, I thought maybe I would marry him then, but I didn't for a long time after that, not till 1991. So I think he may have asked me to marry him then, but I didn't do it. So I don't know if that makes any sense. I'm
okay,
trying to figure out. I'm trying to remember my 30th birthday.
No, you're giving me, let me tell you something. You married him 6 years later.
Yeah.
So that's your master number times
two.
So what I'm calculating here is that you've come into the planet with a troubling energy of relationship that has altered your sense of being. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't take much to put it together, Karen. Significantly enough, you answered our question. In 1985, your ex-husband asked you to, or there was contemplation of marriage. You married him 6 years later. And so at the transition, what really happened was you met a man that you had a karmic responsibility to connect to, although your heart and soul, now I'm talking about deeply, wasn't into it. But it had to be done. You had to bear that cross, so to speak, or whatever metaphor you want to use. You had to go through with that because of the karma that was established from that energy. Now, also from that energy, there is a, I want to call it almost a forgotten child. So I don't know if you were pregnant, if you had an abortion, if you had a child, but the child got shuffled around in the ultimate divorce. Did you have a child?
No, but I did have, I should have had it. I mean, I didn't, but yeah, two.
This is private, and I don't want to embarrass or humiliate or make you feel uncomfortable. We're on the radio, and your identity, you're just a Karen to it, but we're on the radio to figure out your soul. What you're asking is a very important question to Krista and I. So we're trying to analyze what this journey is. You didn't ultimately, that quote abortion, if you whatever you want to call it, was that involved with your ex-husband?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Karen, what it means is that you weren't supposed to. Have the baby.
Right. So she shouldn't feel bad.
The baby got lost in the shuffle, but you understand the relationship wasn't really sacred to begin with. So the soul of that child really is safe. It didn't have to experience. It escaped it escaped a lot of earthly complications.
Karma.
With no harm done to you and no harm done to the soul of the baby. It's true. Now, you may have mixed feelings or whatever. That's fine. I'm just telling you what my input is. Now, from there, what we've got, Karen, is that you travel through time and And part of your life, not all of it, because you're a complex person, but part of your life is, I want to find somebody and connect. I'd like to find a soulmate, or I'd like to find somebody here. And that's where it's been difficult. Now, is that true or false?
Very true.
Yeah. So now what I'm telling you is that's already built into your drama.
It's two ones, flanking the zero with relationship.
Yeah.
The two surrounding a zero. The split in the two, which is the second chakra related to relationships. And unfortunately, there's a zero in between your broken two, which is coded essentially to be.
Essentially, you have a 101. And what we're explaining to you is that that's an 11 or a 2, and there's a 0 in between. Mm. That's a karmic problem.
And she has an 11 in her 55,
yeah.
1955.
1955 is an 11. Now, we're dealing with numbers, and you're probably thinking, I don't know, because we're talking on a more highly elevated language, but really still simplistic. And what it means is the number 2 is the energy of relationship. And that means that you have a karma in the department of relationship. But here's the good news, Karen. I mean, you're 60.
I'm pretty old.
Your place sounds so
and
young.
And I'm a Libra,
though.
You know, like a Libra with problems in relationships is not a happy person.
Well, don't ever say you're pretty old. We all come in old. Listen, that's a linear way of thought. Age is a matter of mind. And mind is a matter that deals with the soul and the spirit. Many of us are old souls. And life and the age is just relative to the energy of a human being. Some of people are old at 10, and some people are young at 80. So it doesn't, let's not confuse ourselves with a deeper meaning about life. Get beyond the age of 60. I'm older than you. And I still feel like I wake up, I'm supposed to run to my eighth grade school class. I'm wondering what grades I'm going to get. So
And you often act like an eighth grader or younger.
I often act like I still have teeth marks on my stomach. You've gone through a process of 30 years. Now you're on your second energy. You have 2 5s in your year, which demonstrates to me that there is going to still be room for romance and some pleasurable experience with another human being. I'm not convinced that's not possible. I'm more convinced that that's possible. I don't have a lot of time on the radio show to get into the depths of that and how to approach that, but I'm telling you on a psychic interpretation that that's what I'm analyzing. I would love to go into rich details. I just don't have time. So in that respect, you're kind of a spinning top, spinning all over the board, because you're not anchored by ultimately something you desire. But that doesn't mean you don't go on and you have a career, you have a life, you have a job, right?
I've had a career for a long time as an art director, but you know I'm 60, so it's kind of a little more challenging in that area too.
Yeah, but I said you had a career.
Are you currently employed?
Well, I'm self-employed, and I have been for 20 years.
Yeah, you're kind of working
part-time. Slow. It's really slow. That's kind of more of the challenge.
Yeah, don't worry. You know these
the relationship thing
time,
too.
But this is all can be worked out, and I'm even going back to the time when you were 55, where I would start to trace your life from that point on. To get involved in the immediate energy level of where you are now at 60. So actually 55, if I had time, I'd go back to 55 and start tracing your life from that point on, because I think 55 was a significant factor for you, even though it wasn't a multiple of 3. So we would go approaching that. So here's what we got for the limited time. We've established some casual sense of rapport. We both have connected to kind of general themes that you feel are real. And the continuing dialogue, you can either call us back on the radio and try to piece all the things together, or you can do a personal reading. It's up to you. Or you can take this information and just move with it. You know, it's up to you. But, Karen, it establishes a certain initial stage of conversation that is far from over. Don't feel old.
Okay, so I'm asking is, so this challenging time is turning or not, or you can't really say?
Well, no, it's turning. At 60, it's sometime between now and October, it could even have a shift, because you're on your multiple of 30. That 60 is the first second multiple of 30. So you're starting your second element of 30 years.
Okay.
Because it went from 30, and then from 30 to 60. Actually, this is.
She's at her.
You're on your 1 to 30 is 1.
So she just started
60.
It.
You're on your third.
Right, but she turned 60 in October, so this is a year of change.
No, 61. I turn in this coming October.
Right.
Yeah,
what I said was 60 last October.
So yeah. You're starting your third phase of 30 years. You're starting the third phase. You've completed two. So the third phase of
60 to 90
yeah.
is what you're stating.
And real quickly, don't forget, you're born 55. That's a 10. And 811 is a 10. So you actually have you're kind of balanced between these 10 zones. So I don't know. I can't go on. We don't talk.
Okay. Yeah. No, I understand. You have other callers, but okay. Thanks. I might call for a personal meeting. Now everybody will know
okay.
who I am. I've said my profession and my name and everything.
Oh yeah. We'll know who you are. And the number is 562-596-7818. Karen, thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. 407. And this is Michelle. We haven't heard from Michelle in a long time. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys, Neil and Kristen?
We're doing well, thanks. 10-17-74, and she's also a 30 equals 3, like our former caller.
One day apart.
Yeah, they're one day apart, 10-17 and 10-18. Interesting.
And they're the same number.
Yeah, they're the same number. They're, gosh, 20 years apart, 21 years apart.
Yeah.
No, 19 years apart. But anyway, Michelle, what's new? What's going on?
Well, I moved a couple months ago to another place in Florida, and I really like it. I'm very, very, very happy where I live, actually. But I'm trying to get my employment situation stabilized, and I would like more steady work, or I'd like something part-time just to get me through to get to something else. But, you know, basically I'm looking for employment, and you know, can you guide me with something about that?
Well, I don't, what kind of work does she
do? She's an English teacher.
English teacher?
Mm-hmm. English is a second
language.
I'm
going to ask you something. We're going to go back further in time for a minute, Michelle. Let's travel backwards.
She doesn't teach in school, though. She's like, she does online, like English as a second language, right?
Yes, but I'm open to teaching in a school now.
In a school, so it would be like English as a second language in a school, or would you actually be an English
right,
teacher?
Right. No, English
yeah.
as a second language. Actually, I'm volunteering as an English as a second language teacher, but I'm not getting paid for it right now.
Oh, you're not getting paid. So what type of work are you doing at all right now?
I'm still teaching online.
So you
and
are
I'm
teaching?
Volunteering. Mm-hmm.
Online. Okay, and you're volunteering, and okay, but you did like, haven't you done like catering and stuff like that too?
Yeah. Wait a minute, I was going to.
Oh.
No, you're jumping the gun.
Sorry.
I was just going to ask. I want to go back in time, and ask you if you'd ever done any work in restaurants or with food, and then
Big
you just mentioned catering. She'll be scolded for that later.
No.
But that was what I was going to ask. Have you ever
no,
done
I
any? Maybe we're both wrong. Have you ever done that?
No.
No. You've never
there was
done
something
any
with wine. What was the wine?
Oh yeah, I wanted to do English classes with wine. Yes, that's true, and I still do want to do that.
Right, but there I remember you applying for something like at a hotel, an event. So maybe
mm-hmm,
that's what I got.
Yeah, it was a. Right. It was a volunteer event as well because I really wanted to get to know people, but I was never contacted back. And I pushed
okay.
it and I tried to contact them, but nothing came from it.
Okay. So that was where my memory was going because that
was
because this she was going to do an event. She applied to do an event that involved wine. I'm sure there was food there too, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it.
That's not important.
But
to
I mean,
you.
That wasn't psychic. That was my memory.
No, it's fine. That wasn't important to you, Michelle, but to me, in piecing the tiny, delicate pieces, it's like I'm an archaeologist. I'm like a fossil hunter. I take a little chip and I analyze it and look deeper into the creature that owned the chip at some point in history, or prehistory. So that's what I'm doing. Anybody in the line of your family background, was there any food, catering, restaurant, anything backward in time?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
No.
Okay. So there was just this brief energy, and then from there it goes into English as a second language. You're sort of working somewhat part-time online. You're doing a lot of volunteer work. You just moved to a different location in Florida.
Which she talked to us about last time we talked to her about a potential move. So that occurred. And I believe you mentioned water, actually.
So you're closer to the coast. So there's something, okay, so let me ask you something else, Michelle. You may think these questions are sort of ridiculous, but that's okay. I don't care. Have you ever had a eating problem, a weight problem, a food problem, allergies, anything there?
Yeah, I could definitely, I'm not extremely overweight, but I could lose some weight, but I have a allergy to fish. It's very severe. I've always had it.
Here. Okay, so the idea of moving in a reading with you from the catering, the food, we go absolutely not, except for this wine thing that didn't happen. Then from there, I take the piece and I analyze it deeper, and I start to feel the vibration of a food allergy. And aside from it just being a common question that provided a common answer, to me, it's a cosmic connection. So and you mentioned Libra. Were you the one?
No,
Libra?
That was Karen.
Okay, so you're, what sign?
She's a Libra too, because
yeah,
she's right.
Libra. So, but that has nothing to do with where we're at. The fish allergy has something, I would have to go back to what brought that allergy into your life in the first place, because to me, it probably comes from a past life where the fish allergy was something much more serious. Maybe you died at sea. Maybe you were stranded and you ate fish. There's something to do with why that fish allergy is there on a cosmic, karmic level. So I would have to go in there. Go ahead.
Well, my dad had a heart attack when I was about 3 1/2. And so then they started to eat a lot of fish because that was healthier. And then that a few years later is when they realized that I had that allergy and then I couldn't eat it anymore.
3 1/2, which is your master number, by the way.
Yeah. See, that's your master number, first cycle of 3. And now we're getting into heart attack. Now we're getting into health. Now we're getting into eating a lot of fish. Now we're getting into food as a theme. Now it's getting deeper, Michelle, because the idea that I attach to of food now has led us to the discussion of your father dying when you were 3 1/2 and eating a lot of fish and thereby
Didn't die. He had a very bad heart attack.
He is dead now.
He is dead now, though.
That's fine. That mistake doesn't affect us.
But it was it was a life-changing event for you, which is reflected by the 3 at the time that occurred, which is your master number. So whether he died or not, inconsequential in this conversation. I mean, we're sorry that he died, but.
But what that establishes at 3 1/2 is the threat of a disassociation with fraternal element. Fraternal element ultimately leads to job, because what you're trying to do is make an attachment to employment, and you want to be stabilized with employment. And I psychically went back in time to find out where you were first destabilized. And that was in the element, at least in our discussion at 3 1/2, having the threat with your father's heart attack. And consequently, now he's gone, and he's gone at a pretty early age. You're still pretty fairly young. So how do I wrap this up in a radio reading? It demands actually more attention than what we could do. I think what we're establishing is the opening up of information, which is the process that has to start to begin with. I would say to you that there's certain images I'm seeing that you're not going to be able to do much with, but I'm seeing a clock or a watch that has stopped. Now, literally speaking, do you have any clocks or watches that have stopped ticking?
For the last couple of days, it's been raining and the power's been going out. Yes.
Oh.
Okay, so there's my psychic validation that your power has gone out, so your clocks have stopped. So you're basically in a energy environment that has a negative pulse to it. So we could get you out of that. I don't know how I would do it yet, but ultimately that can be solved.
Yeah,
but
and we
that's
got,
what you're in. It's a time element of negativity that should be removed. I don't know how it can be done yet, but at least we
identified it.
We pinpointed and identified some of the problem.
Okay, Michelle. Well, hopefully that much is helpful. And, you know, probably calling outside the radio show, because I don't think this is something that can be solved on the air.
Oh, well, you, not
I
like
mean,
this.
It's, no.
But we've discovered some premise of what's going on, and then Michelle can use her options.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she might be able to resolve it on her own, or she can call.
And maybe you can find somebody else to help you. It doesn't matter. We're just identifying it.
All right, Michelle. Good to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. 562-596-7818. And Michelle can join us on Facebook, which I don't think she's done yet. Okay. 805 is our next. Hello.
Hi, you guys. Hi, it's Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl. You're calling from a different number.
I'm calling from my cell phone. I know I had the home phone taken, and I'm like, no, I need to call. I need to call because of your topic here. I just got the email, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're on today. So, you know, I'm always excited since that personal reading. So.
Oh yeah. And Cheryl, let me give Neil your birthday, 7766, and she's a 36-9. Yeah. We talked a little bit about transcendent relationships, and I don't know, you may want to listen to the archive.
I've got to figure out where I can go to the archives, because I wanted to find that out, because I actually have two birth dates, and one of them I noticed equals a 14. And by the way, that home offer that I put in and it totaled 14, they ended up accepting the offer on the home.
Well, congratulations.
What was that?
I was going to
ask. So,
remember Cheryl's last call? I think you have it in your notes. Because did you call on Wednesday? Yeah. Well, maybe it was Monday. She put an offer on a home, and we talked to her about it on the past show that she called on, and she got the offer.
Oh, good.
And there was this 14
going
on. Oh,
yeah, it was like a bidding war. It was a bidding war, and I didn't even come up much, and I thought, gosh, I may not have come up enough, and I said, but this is what I'm doing, and it
wow.
really worked. And it's a super house with total views of, like, Red Rock, and every, like, the refrigerator is like a 1980s, and when you open it, it's everything, is every corner of that house is immaculate. And the agent's like, I can't believe that you got it for this. So I'm like, yeah, that went really great. But
that's
your topic
wonderful.
Today, your topic, are you using birth dates? Like if you get it, if I give you a birth date, do you say that's a good number for my birth date?
Yeah, we can analyze the birth date. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Gosh, I've got
go
one
ahead.
Of two, but I'm going to put the one out there that actually ends in four. It would be a 14. It's 11-20-64.
11-20-64.
It's up to you whether you want this other one, because it's kind of important too. 12-21-69. I didn't know if one.
69.
Yeah.
69. Well, the first person is a 24-6. I mean, he has a 14 in his crossover and a 14 in his first and last. The other one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 16, and 15. He's a 31-4, right?
Yeah.
Which is, there's a 14 in there too, in the 1-4. So these are two prospective love interests?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, the reason you're having this situation, Cheryl, is that the master number of the first one is 6, and the master number of the second one is 4, which amounts to the year.
Of the guy.
Of the guy.
The first person.
Yeah. The karmic element of the birth date, one has a 4, 11-2, and the other one has a 6, 12-21. So there it's repeated again. So what you have in the element of the, are these two men that she's interested in? Is that
yes.
What
she's
you have.
Heterosexual, I think.
What you have
yeah.
With these two men is that they come from the same past life where a conflict was originally established, probably then with some sense of perhaps adultery or some confusion where you had two lovers at the same time. Well, what probably happened then was you all died. The karma was still existing, so you came back and regrouped. Now, in coming back and regrouping, you're sort of on your own right now because you have to establish your ethics and your morals and kind of get the picture together, which we don't have time to get into the details of the picture together. Mm-hmm. But I am getting something about electricity. So who around you is skilled as an electrician? And I mean anyone.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess you could say the 1221 has worked on everything.
Okay,
you know, a little bit of everything.
So he does that kind of work? Is he like a contractor or something?
No, well, I mean, works on like, you know, all the rentals that I've had in the past. But the other one may too, because I'm not around him.
He's like, Cheryl, he's like a handyman?
Yeah.
And he could do some handy work around electricity?
Yeah, but I think the other one can as well, both of them.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay, so all Chris and I can do is turn on a light switch and turn it off, and we think we've really conquered the field. So that, you know, that's about our skills there.
Hey.
It's true.
I know. It's rather embarrassing. We're both idiots when it comes
Lauren
to
Hardy.
We're not.
Lauren Hardy turning on a light switch. These two guys are handy with that. So that the degree of their handiness is my attachment to analyzing the beginning of this story, because I believe this leads to other things. Now, do you know anyone that ever had to be revived from a heart attack, like when they put those things on your chest and they bring you back to life?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'm sure if I think about it, probably.
Do you know anyone who's had a heart attack?
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad died of one and my brother died of one when he was 44. Mm-hmm.
That's probably.
Okay. So now we move into the area of the vibration of someone who's crossed over. Because your mother and your father are probably on some cosmic astral level getting involved in our discussion, which ultimately might lead to your union with a fellow man. a fellow man that might lead to something even deeper. I mean, you're 50 years old, you're 14 years past your karma, 7 and 7 is a 14. We got enough going on. Your master number is 9. You're going to have another multiple of 9 at 54, which is 4 years from now. But since you're past your karma 36, anything can happen. I think because your master number is 9, and this guy, see, anything with a 9 becomes that number. 9 and 4 is 13, which is 4.
So
nine
anybody
six,
that Cheryl's
15,
will become the number of that person.
So both things happen. And because you have 7-7 and 6-6, you're bound to encounter more than one person at a time. So this is all karmically connected to your formula. I don't know. We're talking, but we're not wasting time. But we're not getting to any conclusions.
Right. That's
yet.
What I was going to ask. So regarding these two gentlemen, with this information, is there one you could...
Cheryl?
Yeah, well, they're both like really best friends. They're best friends of mine.
Oh, boy.
And they,
really
close friends.
Cheryl.
And, you know, by the way, my dad's heart attack, they tried to revive him with those things, and his birthday is a 10-10. So it's really weird, too, with that.
They tried to revive him with those things because I think your dad's communicating to me from the other side. Okay? Now, listen to me closely. Because you got to learn here. One's 12, mm-hmm. 21. The other one's 11, 2. But if you take that, for that 11, 2, if you take that 2 and apply it to the 1, and then take the 2 again and apply it to the 1, you have a match.
Mm-hmm.
Because 12, 21.
There's a reflection between the two birthdays, is what you're stating.
Yes.
They reflect each other's karma.
Correct. 12, 21 is the same as the other one being 2, 1, 2, 1. You're taking the 2 and applying it to the 11 twice. So there's a karma between them. And then their years are interchangeable. When was the other guy? This is 12, 21.
69 and 64. 69. So they're...
Yeah, explain that.
They're not aligned. They're interchangeable. So if you draw an X between the years, Cheryl, the 12, 21, 6 to the other's 4 becomes the other's year. The other's 6 to the other's 9 becomes 69. So their years... are you can draw an X and their years
yeah.
are
so
in that
they
diagonal.
They are connected, and their numbers together become 6-4, which is 10, which is your father's month and day. So what was your father's year?
39.
10-10 was the father's day, huh? Month and day. 10-10, right, Cheryl?
Yeah, 10-10-1939.
10-10-39.
Okay.
So it's an 11,
so,
which is 11,
well,
a 2, 12, and he's 24-6.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the same. The gentleman born on 11/21, that's
well,
his year,
10,
64. 12. Did I do that right? 2/12. Yeah.
No.
22. Oh,
10,
no, I didn't 12, do that right.
No.
12/21 is born 69. Yeah.
Wait, no.
2/12. 15,
yeah.
Yeah. 24/6.
Yeah. So your father, his karmic number, 24/6. Is the same as the person you're inquiring about, master number, the one born on 12/21/64.
No,
11/20/69.
Oh, 11/20/64. Sorry, I just read it wrong. No, there's 12/21/69, right? And then 11/20/64.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah. So
yes.
The one born on 11/20/64 is that they're matching, karmic and master numbers.
Yeah.
Not to
okay.
mention that 24 is found in the 64. Going
so,
down.
We're giving you a lot of information. You're probably getting confused, but Cheryl, the information we're giving you is valid. It's starting to establish the background information, the platform for where we're at. We don't have time to get into. From there, it would naturally go into a different dialogue because now we're lifting up into the area of what's going to happen or what you should do. We don't have time for that. That's for another show or
right.
for a personal reading. But
right.
this is where it starts. I also want to say to you one thing, one word that might apply, may not. But if it doesn't, just keep it under your hat. And that name is Abe, like Abraham Abe. So I want you to keep that word handy if it doesn't mean anything to you yet.
Yeah, I had an uncle named that I never met.
Okay.
Oh, Abe.
That's it.
Uncle on whose side?
My dad's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your dad's around just talking to us.
Yeah. That would be him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
so you know what?
We can hardly hear Cheryl.
Yeah. What I was going to say is because I always record this, but there's a way to go back into archives for anybody that.
Yeah.
So
all you need to do, Cheryl, is on our Facebook page, the show is there, and you just press play once it's over. Or alternatively, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. We're also on iTunes, and there's a podcast of the show. So if you have, do you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a podcast. I mean, there are multiple ways to access the archives. Blog Talk Radio,
That's
if you go
great.
To our home show page, you'll find it there. So there's a number of options for you, and you can listen back to.
That's good.
Show.
I think when you do every show, let people know right away. Then they'll know because I had no idea. And I like to reflect back because it makes more sense to be able
sure.
to go back to it. And then it gets
yeah,
the theme rolling. But that's
I
great
agree.
Topic. You know what? Somebody, I really quick before we go, but somebody, there's nothing off the table as far as talking about anything. But if you can do a show on what you were talking earlier about, did that lady have an abortion and this and that? If you can do a show on people who've had abortions, one, two, even multiple, what that might mean or anything regarding that, I think that would be interesting. Kind of taboo, but I think it would interest a lot of people.
Oh, thank you. We really appreciate when people give suggestions because it keeps the show fresh. So it's definitely something we'll consider, Cheryl. And
And it's emotional, it's deep, but it means something. It's very important.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that would be, I would like that kind of show. If I think others would too, it's just an odd request, but anyhow,
no problem. And all,
you do.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I was just saying, I appreciate, your work. And every once in a while, when I can call in and get a personal reading, it is my favorite, out of all the people that I've talked to.
Yeah. Well, that's, we appreciate the feedback and thanks for calling, Cheryl. And again, all our shows are in archives, so you can listen to all, we have like 400 hours or something of shows. So there's a ton
that's
of material
great.
There. Okay. Thank you
Great.
So much for your
okay,
call.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you
Take
next
care.
Time. Thank you. You guys have a good week.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye. 347 is our next one. We have a call from 908. So we've got 8 minutes, short amount of time for a couple of callers. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tamika.
Oh, hi, Tamika. What's your birthday again?
It's this Saturday, actually, September the 3rd.
December the 3rd?
No,
yeah, we can't. You know, we've had a real problem with audio with Blog Talk Radio. That's kind of a new thing. So, I mean,
this
really.
Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday, September 3rd, you said, not December.
Yeah.
And the year?
It's 78.
It's, I don't know, I can't tell. 93. How old are you going to be?
78 is the year.
Oh, 78. It's very hard to hear you. 9, 10, 11, 12, 22, 37, 10, 1. What's your question?
Just wanted to know what you guys see as far as love life coming up for me with my birthday passing. If you see any connection with someone named Tim or Nick or just love life in general.
Oh, okay. Love life in general. And she is 30.
She's 38.
38.
And she said Tim or Nick?
Nick, yeah, or Tim.
Tim or Nick.
Well, Tamika, does any of the two men, Tim or Nick, do any of them drive a motorcycle or tend to drive fast?
Yeah, both of them. I haven't talked to Nick in like 2 years, but I think I found his Facebook page like a year ago that he got a motorcycle. And Tim also has a motorcycle, but I haven't seen him drive it. But they're both Gemini, so... They probably drive fast.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I don't know about that, but anyway.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So, but they both have motorcycles. So I'm connecting to both of them by way of tagging the motorcycle, which means that Tamika, have you ever been in a minor or a major car accident?
Yes, I was hit by a car actually on Friday the 13th in December 2013 on my way to take a train to go see Nick.
Ah, interesting. So this is connected to
the guy. Yeah, so what's happening in the plot development of this is that I'm connecting to these two guys as you've requested us to do, and I start to see motorcycle, and then from there the energy plot line goes to a car accident, which you say you had when? What was the date?
Friday the
13th, 2013. What month?
December 12th.
December 13th, 2013.
Yeah.
That's what I had, but I wanted
Friday
to make
because,
sure. 13-4.
Because listen to me closely, 12-13 has actually 37 in it because it's a
3 and then,
then 3-1-2-7 all together becomes
seven.
A 7. So you got hit by a car because of karma, and it probably was the result of a past life getting hit by a car and dying. So in this time, you got hit by a car, you don't die, but you go through the karmic chapter. You live because you're in the new chapter now, but you're reviewing the old chapter. So you live and you're moving forward. That day comes to a 4. Your master number is 1. 37 is your karma. 12-9-3-12 is the month that you got hit by a car. So it goes on and on and on. But I think that what we've got here is you've got two fellows that are coming.
Fellows is the word of the day here.
Fellows that have come are coming from a past life complication. And that becomes a result of you being compounded, meaning that your master number is 37 equals 10 equals 1. You're compounded. These other two guys are not. Well, we don't have their birth date, so I can't say that.
Yeah,
I can tell
don't.
You that.
No, you know, we don't have time. We've got another
We'd
caller.
Go
we've got 3 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Tamika, can you call us back on Friday?
Oh, yeah, I will. Can he finish saying what he was going to say?
Yeah, we'll finish saying what you were going to say, but we do have to move on after that. But call us back Friday. We'll look at the birth dates. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, call us back because there is a conversation regarding these two guys and you. There's something very real going on. We got enough validation to show that. So now we're just stuck in the middle of a narrative, but we just don't have time to move forward to date.
Yeah, to be continued, Tamika. Call us on Friday.
Okay.
Okay, take care. All right, let us bring on our final caller. We've got very limited time, 908.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Okay.
I'm sorry, spell your name for us, please.
Oh, Fediane, Fediane.
Sebiani?
Yes.
She cannot. S-A-B-I-N?
No, Fediane.
Sebiani. Oh, it's easy. Once.
Yes.
It's Sebiani, S-E-B-I-A-N-I. I-N-E?
Yes,
E-N-E. Sebiani. Okay, hi. And what's your birthday?
April 2nd, 1993.
And the year. I'm sorry, the year 1993, did you say?
Yes.
You know, you've got a sound on in the back, and that makes it very difficult to hear.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Can you hear me now?
Better, yeah. The birth date again?
Okay. 1993, April 2nd.
Okay. What's your question?
My love life.
Your love life.
I've been single for like forever, and I'm like, when am I going to meet somebody?
Oh.
Let's see.
She's a 28-10-1.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
She's,
well,
she's just 23
like our,
years old.
Same master number as our last caller, Tamika, but a different karmic
old.
Number.
Well, you're not. You're really, to tell you the truth, you've been, you have some problems, but you're not going to, you're not really, karmically, you're not even supposed to really have a very serious relationship until you're 24.
Oh, yeah, the karma.
And then between 24 and 28, that relationship may evolve into something deeper, or it may break up and you find somebody else, but you know, your energy, it doesn't go into that zone to whatever you've had. It doesn't matter. The real significance of your relationship begins at the age of 24. Now, are there two siblings? Do you have a sister or a brother?
Yes.
And what a piece?
Well, I have a twin, Aries, and my sister, like, I really don't talk to her like that, but I have three
brothers.
You have
two siblings, a female twin, and then another sister?
Mm-hmm.
So two sisters total?
No, sister and a brother.
Oh, sister and a brother.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was a sister-brother combination. And as I mentioned to the other caller, anything with a weight problem in the family, anybody with weight control issues.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know.
Okay.
You don't know if there's somebody that has a weight problem, overweight, any eating disorder, or is that what you're asking?
Mm-mm.
Nothing like that.
Nothing like that. No diabetes, nothing that you know of.
No. Oh, my mother's diabetic.
Ah.
But your mother's diabetic. Okay, that's where I'm picking up on. Okay. Well, you know, it's a difficult position you put us in, because you're asking a very complex question. I guess our show, because we try to get everybody involved in the show that calls, that we have such limited time. But I'll say this to you. I feel that there is a connection coming between 24 and 28. Let's start with 24 first, in a relationship. How do we approach it? I don't know. There may be some psychic handiwork that needs to be done. Maybe just time alone will bring the person in, because it's sort of a karmic situation. I am getting a piano around you. Any piano in your background, in your life, anywhere?
No.
No. And you kind of laughed about it. So, don't laugh too hard. Huh?
Yeah. I mean,
because somewhere there's a piano. Somewhere there's a piano. You may not know yet where it comes from, but investigate your family background, because somewhere there's a piano that's ringing true to me. And the piano comes from, you know, a lot of times we get pianos, we get them in bar rooms and the saloons and the cowboy days, et cetera, honky tonk, all that. So there's something to do with that. I'm not sure. Is anybody musically inclined in your family? Father, uncle, aunt?
Nope.
Nope. And again, you're kind of laughing. Again, go back.
I,
What?
I mean, like, my dad sings in a choir. My mother sings in a choir, but that's
Well, that's
about
musical.
It.
Okay, so let's backtrack. That's musical. So it's like anywhere in the family that there's, I mean, the piano was first, but then you said musical,
well,
right?
Well, when they're
musical
singing
talent.
In a choir, there's a piano there, probably.
Right, but even still, the next question was musical involvement
yeah.
of a family member, which singing in a choir is. So
yeah.
that would be the answer.
So
you didn't
so,
say, you know, like, you know, famous musician. It was a musical
yeah.
vibration.
So
yeah.
from there, that's what I'm saying to you. The way I hunt is like a bloodhound. You may not understand the trail I'm following, but it's significant.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have bloodhounds. They know where to go. So I'm going to that position. You want a relationship. It's been difficult for you. I'm trying
yeah.
to find out why. That takes psychic investigation, but authentically imposed. So I'm looking at those small clues and trying to see from there how they expand into a broader narrative that becomes more significant to your
personal
dilemma.
Journey and problem, right?
So
mm-hmm.
it starts off very small, but it evolves. I don't have time to go further, but I'll keep these notes in time. One other thing, anyone ever work in a bookstore or a library? You're probably
going
to say no.
My business girlfriend worked at the library when she was in high school.
Brother's girlfriend worked in the library. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Yeah.
So, yes, good
mm-hmm.
find.
Yeah, so we're on some kind of trail. We're on some kind of trail. I'm picking up the scent of a relationship coming.
Okay.
I can't, we aren't there yet, but I'm on the trail of it. So
okay.
that's when we have to stop, unfortunately, because of the hour, we're already over.
Yeah, we're over.
So we have to stop now. So you're welcome to call back or call for a personal or whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do.
That's so far what we've got for you.
Yeah.
Okay, Sebiane,
you're
welcome to call back. And 562-596-7818 is the number for further conversation if you choose to do that. And we would love it if you joined us on Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook. And those accounts are linked here on Blog Talk Radio. Good luck.
Bye.
Okay, that's the show. We are back on Friday and we'll be continuing our discussion on transcendent mates. Thanks for joining us.